Good morning, Iowa. What a great morning. What a beautiful morning to be in Iowa. My name is Jay Inslee. I am a jackhammering, bulldozer operating, concrete truck driving, dishwashing, climate change fighting governor of the state of Washington. And I'm here to tell you one simple thing. If you give me this microphone on the debate stage, I will beat Donald Trump like a $2 mule. And I'm intent on doing that. Now listen, I don't mean we do that because we treat our livestock with respect. We're different than Republicans in this regard. And we know mules are different than the current occupant of the White House because I've never met a mule that lies every 5 minutes either. So we have some difference here. Now, if you've heard anything about me lately, I've had some things to say about the current occupant. And somebody asked me why I've said those things, and there's a reason for that. We know that in our struggles against terrorism, we've adopted kind of a mantra when you go through the airport. And they tell you, if you see something, say something, right? That's what we're supposed to do. Well, I see something, so I'm saying something. I'm saying it's time to get a white nationalist out of the White House. That's what I'm saying. And we need to do that, and not just out of the White House. Look, I disagree a little bit with the vice president. After we remove Donald Trump, that's not the end of the problem. We got to remove Steve King from Congress and get J.D. in the United States House of Representatives. That's our next task. We've got work to do in that regard. Now, this isn't something that I just came up with when I came to Iowa. I get angry. My blood boils about this. I was getting on my bicycle a year or so ago, and my chief of staff called me and said, the president's going to ban Muslims from entry to the United States of America. And my blood pressure went up just like that. And I drove down to Seattle International Airport and tried to get these families in so families could be reunited, Microsoft employees, Boeing engineers to be reunited with their families, because this is not a nation that countenances any form of discrimination. So I'm proud to stand on this stage to tell you I'm the first governor of the United States to stand up to Donald Trump's Muslim ban. And I'm going to continue those efforts. And we know a little bit about beating Donald Trump. We now have sued him 21 times, and we have beat him 21 times in a row when it comes to his discrimination and his anti-environmental ethic. Now, we know there's some current battles, and we know the suffering that we have all experienced in the last several weeks. 4 days after I referred to Donald Trump as a white nationalist, we saw the shootings in El Paso, and language that basically mirrored everything that he says. And now we need to act, and we should not be daunted when we act, and it's something that I feel strongly about, and I'll tell you what I mean by that. In 1994, I was a freshman Congress from the state of Washington, and there was a bill came up to ban assault weapons. And I knew that if I voted to ban assault weapons, I would lose my seat in Congress. I want to tell you, I voted to ban assault weapons. I lost my seat in Congress, and I have never regretted that vote for a heartbeat. That was the right vote then. It was the right vote now. And we cannot let the Republicans get away by treating this as a public relations problem to do just a little bit on the edges. This is a public health crisis. And we need to stand up and do what we've done in the state of Washington. I have the NRA on the run in Washington, and if you make me president, I will have them on the run in the United States of America. I pledge you that. We'll get this job done. Now, I just want to thank you for your courtesy and hospitality being in Iowa. I know all the candidates have felt the same thing. I met Brian Koob at Clear Lake last night at the Wing Ding. Hey, Iowa knows how to wing ding, I'm telling you. Brian's wife is a music teacher in a public school. I'm the son of a biology teacher. Any educators here today? We got any educators? Let's give the educators a round of applause here for what they're doing. I believe in actually doing things, not just talking about education. I've been fighting for education since my wife and I passed a school bond on the seventh try. That's what got me into public life. And now as governor, I'm proud to tell you I'm here as having won the biggest pay increase for educators in the United States last year. 31% increase in state contributions. That's the kind of president that we need. Now, if you have heard of me at all, you might have heard of my efforts against the climate crisis. And I want to talk about three Iowans. When I think of the climate crisis, I think of Iowa. I think of Regina, I think of Norman, and I think of David. And I want to talk about those three Iowans just a moment. A few months ago, I was in Davenport, and I met a woman named Regina Haddock. She ran a nonprofit called Dress for Success. And it would help victims of domestic violence and women down on their luck get a shot up and a chance to sort of move up in life. Very successful. They took care of 1,500 women a year, an incredible nonprofit. Until the flood that came away and washed away her nonprofit. Her nonprofit, because they weren't insured, lost everything, including their lease. And when I was talking to Regina and saw those tears of a dream deferred against a flood that has now so affected the Midwest, I came to believe we got to do something about the climate crisis. And those tears of Regina having lost her dreams to take care of those women were the same tears I've seen across the United States. They were just as salty as Marsha Moss's, a woman I met in Agoura Hills, California. We're next to Paradise. You heard about Paradise, California, a town of 25,000 burned down? Well, she asked me to come to see everything she owned in life, which was a little puddle of melted aluminum, which was her mobile home. And that's all she had left. It was the same tears I saw in Little Haiti in Miami, where climate gentrification is dispossessing a whole community. These tears are awash across the United States. And so I believe that it's time to remove a climate change denier and put somebody in the White House to defeat climate change. And I'm telling you, I'm telling you, and I'm unique. Look, and we got a lot of talent in this field. There's a lot of talent in the Democratic field. In fact, I've already identified four or five potential vice presidents. It's great. So there's a lot of talent in this field. But I am unique. I'm unique in saying what I really believe, and it is this. Unless we defeat the climate crisis, everything else we've worked on will be moot. So I am saying this quite categorically, and I'm the only one who will stand here today and say this. If I'm given this high honor, I will make defeating the climate crisis the number one priority of the United States. And that is what we have to do to get this job done. We have to mobilize the United States with all of our energies and all of our innovative talents to defeat this climate crisis. Now, the second Iowan I want to talk about is Norman Borlaug. Norman, as you know, won the Nobel Peace Prize, creating the first green revolution. He was the product of innovation in Iowa. And that spirit now tells us we need a new green revolution, just like Norman's was the first. And this time it has to have a green revolution where the United States of America can lead the world in new technologies, can lead the world in solar photovoltaics, can lead the world in energy storage, can lead the world in electric cars. And that spirit that gave us the first green revolution that started by a fellow from Iowa, we now need to bring with the second green revolution. And that brings to my third Iowan, a fellow named Dave, and I can't remember his last name, but I was visiting the Des Moines Area Community College, and I met a young man named Dave. And he was in the wind turbine technician program. Wind turbines, as we know, create over 30% of the electricity in Iowa, one of the leading states in the United States. And I asked Dave why he's going into wind turbine technology. And his answer was classic. He said, well, duh, this is the future. He understood jobs. And we Democrats understand jobs. And I have now rolled out a clean energy jobs program to put 8 million union workers to work across the United States, with iron workers putting up all kinds of manufacturing plants for clean energy, with IBEW members wiring up wind turbines, With UAWs making electric cars in Michigan like I drive, like biofuels folks in Grays Harbor, which is using feedstock from Iowa to make biofuels for the world, this is the greatest job creation opportunity since the creation of the interstate freeway system. And when we get a president who understands the power of union workers, we're going to build a new economy in the United States of America. Now, if you think this is just kind of a rhetoric or sophistry, I hope you'll take a look at my climate plan. It's been called the gold standard by Representative Ocasio-Cortez. It's ranked as the best by Greenpeace. If you go to the SEAL program, every group that's looked at this has said that my program is the most robust and comprehensive. And there's a reason for this. We just don't have a lot of time here. You read the IPCC report, it comes out every week with a new timeline we have to meet. So I am the candidate who's saying this. We have to get off coal in the United States. It is too dirty. It is too dangerous. I'm the candidate who says we got to start having clean cars. We got to get rid of fossil fuels in our electrical grid system. And I have a program to do that on a timeline to get this job done. Now, people who are too timid to do this, they don't have an argument with me. They have an argument with science. We have to meet these targets. And by the way, to get this job done, we got to have more than just a president. We got to take away from the Grim Reaper, that's Mitch McConnell, right? He calls himself the Grim Reaper. We got to take away that blade he has to cut down all progressive politics. And I disagree with the vice president and other senators in this field. We need to take away the filibuster from Mitch McConnell so that we can pass climate change legislation. And I'm committed to get that job done. Now, this is not the only thing. I'm not a one-trick pony here. We got a lot of work to do. And I believe we have not only the Iowa way to get that job done, but the Washington way to get that job done. And the Washington way is to show how wrong Donald Trump is. Now, we got a basic disagreement with him. He believes in trickle-down economics, right? He believes if you just shower billionaires with billions of dollars of tax cuts, it'll all trickle down like snowflakes on everybody here, and we'll all get rich. We have a different view. We believe we build an economy from the middle out, not the top down. We believe in family wage jobs. We believe in strengthening the union movement so that the people who brought us the weekend can finally get us raises again. We believe in progressive politics. Now, I want to share what we've done in the state of Washington. We haven't just talked about this, we've actually got things done. Now, that's the beauty of being a governor, you can actually get things done. I want to share some of the things we've done in Washington that I want to make national policy. Washington State has the highest minimum wage, and now we got to make sure everybody gets a raise in the United States of America. Washington State now has the most robust, comprehensive family leave policies in the United States because we've got to take care of the health of our families. And Washington State has made the biggest strides toward what we believe is necessary, which is universal health care. I'm proud to stand before you to say Washington State has adopted the very first public health care option in the United States. And now we need to continue that effort in the United States. And we are radical in the state of Washington. I got to admit it. We think women should make the same as men. It is a radical proposition. I understand that. So we have adopted the best gender pay equity laws in the United States. And we in the state of Washington believe it is high time to attack the dark shadow of racial disparity that we have suffered across the United States of America. And I want to just share some of the things we've done. We've understood that the criminal justice system has been rife with racial disparity. That's why one of the things I've done has been the first governor of the United States to offer pardons to thousands of people who've been caught in the drug wars. We have not only legalized marijuana, we are pardoning people who have been caught in the drug wars. We've eliminated the death penalty. We've banned the box, so after you've done your time, you can get a job. We want people getting jobs after they come through the criminal justice system. And we've embraced affirmative action. This is the Washington way. Now, Donald Trump thinks if you do these things, it'll destroy your economy, right? If you treat people fairly, if you adopt net neutrality, if you adopt the first long-term care plan for seniors in the United States like we've done, if you're fair to working people, it'll wreck your economy. Well, guess who has the best GDP growth, the best wage growth, and the best economy in the United States? It's Washington State. And it's time to make that across the United States of America. This is a way to defeat Donald Trump. So I'm happy to be up there and talking with you. Now, before I go, I would love to stand for some gentle, easy criticisms and great questions. Yes.
Yeah, my name's Betty, and I'm an ACLU vote.
I'll report the question. Go ahead, Betty.
Okay, my name's Betty, and I'm an ACLU Rights for All voter, and my question's about ICE. One of the most disturbing things is that many of these people that are in detention are long-term residents and even have green cards. It's become so bloated, it's increased almost 60% in the last 2 years. So what I'm asking is, would you commit to decreasing the numbers in these detention centers by 75%?
The question is, will we decrease the people in detention? And the answer is unqualified yes, and I'll tell you why. Of all his inhumanity, of all his damage, the willful, conscious, intentional infliction of pain and agony on young children by taking them away from their parents is the darkest moment of Donald Trump's, and we're going to stop that. That's what we're going to stop on the border. We're going to have a reasonable protection of people's legal rights. We're going to have comprehensive immigration reform, and we're going to do what I've done in Washington, which is to protect our dreamers. Look, these kids are some of the most inspirational people in the United States. When I'm president of the United States, the dreamers are going to have education, not the cloud of anxiety of Donald Trump. That's what we're going to do. You bet. Yes. How do I address the child care crisis? Well, the first thing we're going to do is move forward like we've had in Washington State with early child education. We've got to make sure that your zip code is not destiny. It is time to say that just because you're born in poverty doesn't mean you stay in poverty. And so we have had a massive expansion of early child education. We've had a massive expansion of financial aid to reduce the debt the kids have to go to. And we did it in the right way by not taxing working people, but by taxing the big banks and the big tech companies. That's who ought to be paying for the education and child care in the United States of America. Yes?
Governor Inslee, you support all Americans. Will you pressure the Iowa Democratic Party to make the caucuses accessible so that the 300,000 Iowans with disabilities can vote?
The question is, will I pressure the Iowa Democrats to make the caucuses accessible so everyone can get access? This is something very near and dear to my heart. And I'll just tell you, we've had some success in Washington State. We want everybody rowing in the boat. We got to make sure we hire people and we give people with challenges. This is a family affair with me. My son is a leader in a group called Outdoors for All. And they take blind people skiing and quadriplegics kayaking. And I think we need Democrats in Iowa voting of all stripes. So we got to make sure that's true. Now, I'll just add one little caveat, though. When you do go into caucus this year, you don't get in without an Inslee button, though. I just want to make sure that you understand that. That's just a start. Yes. The question was about refineries. I don't know why Donald Trump hates Iowa and farmers so much. He's cratered their economy with their trade policies. He denied markets for my state. Now he's reduced the ability to have biofuels in Iowa. We believe in biofuels in Iowa. This is one of the many things he's wrong on. Now, I want to riff on what you're saying, because when I think of biofuels, I think of the need to defeat the climate change crisis. There's a lot of people working hard today in Iowa. A lot of the leadership is here. Some of the best science in the United States is coming out of your scientific community here in Iowa. I want to give you a shout out to a guy who's been fighting climate change in Iowa for about 15 years, Channing Dutton. Hold up your sign, Channing. Thanks for your leadership, buddy. There's a guy who really believes it. Channing, thank you. By the way, if you believe, and I believe, the Democratic Party needs to have a debate on climate change. We need to have all the candidates be required to step up the plate and show what they're going to do. And if you want to see climate change on the stage for the third and fourth debates, I hope you'll go to jayinsley.com. If you know anybody has a dollar after eating all the corn dogs here, ask them to send it to jayinsley.com to make sure I stay on the stage. I need 15,000 more. We've had 20,000 plus new people sign up for climate change since the last debate. Let's keep this momentum going. Let's be bold. This country is a big, bold, ambitious nation. It needs a big, bold, ambitious president on education and women's rights and disability and access in defeating climate change and rebuilding the union movement. Early to bed, early rise, work like hell and organize. Let's go get a new president. Thanks a lot. Good luck. Thank you.